I am going to get all settled in while you come on in. Welcome. We'll get started in just a couple minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to do some of the setup stuff that you know that we do. So get all in and comfy, and I'll be right here with you. We're close here, just a minute or two more. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. Hi, Janelle. Hi, everybody. Get started in just a minute. Let you come on in. Get comfy. Make sure you have something to write on. Right? This is a co-journaling call. Hi, Donna from Oregon. Can everybody hear me? I know Janelle can hear me because she waved. Hi, Kristen. Thanks, Donna. Perfect. Got a waiver. We're just less than a minute. Hi, Patricia. Thanks, everybody. We'll start right at the 5 o'clock mark. Hi, Lori. All right, here we are. If you are here for co-journaling with me, Coach Julie, you're in the right place. Welcome. People are coming on in. I just want to do a few little housekeeping things. This call is for you if you have finished the No BS course, right? So if you are a new member, welcome. We love all members, but No BS course is your highest priority. So just want to make sure you know that. Also, a reminder, this is a Brady Bunch call. What does that mean? It means you are all on the screen. You can turn off your own video in the lower left-hand corner of Zoom. And then I just see your name. You're welcome to have your video on. You're welcome to have your video off. However you want to be is good with me. And when we upload this to the website for replay, it will be the view of just me. So you do not have to worry. If you are here in your PJs, enjoy. It will not be forever recorded on the website. It'll be just me. So, all right. I'm Coach Julie. Let me tell you just a minute about me. I usually tell the same stories, blah, blah, blah. I'm a competitive stair climber, blah, blah, blah. I took a bad fall and was left without the use of my right hand, blah, blah, blah. I want to tell you something different about me today. So, I am a former accountant turned life and weight loss coach, as you know, certified, advanced certified weight loss coach with Corinne Crabtree, obviously. I was an accountant for 28 years. And then I went to Relationship Transformation Weekend. Corinne had a Transformation Weekend in March of 2020, right before the pandemic. And it was around relationships. I went with the intention to work on the relationship with myself and a little bit with my husband. And I flew home the Monday after Transformation Weekend, totally transformed. I was so completely consumed with thought work that the night I arrived home, I had a conversation with my husband and I registered for life coach school. And in that moment, as a result of that weekend, I knew that my whole life was going to change. And it did, right? Like I changed careers after 28 years at 48 years old. And we ended up moving back home to Washington, even. So I made these huge life changes out of what came from that weekend. And so thank you, Donna. And so I wanted to share that with you because you have that same opportunity in your own way now. Our next Transformation Weekend is coming October 8th through 10th. This time, the theme is being the hero of your own story. And Corinne's going to show us all how to overcome our hardest obstacles, how to show up for yourself every day until you reach your goals, how to uncover your past and society's influence on you and the decisions that you make, how to put your past under the microscope and like learn about your beliefs about yourself, your eating beliefs, why you compare yourself to other people, what that means, how to make peace with your past. And then the thing that is the most remarkable in my mind is how to quit people pleasing without being considered a bitch, when to say yes and when to say no, and how to deal with the responses of that, saying yes to you and not all the other bullshit. The opportunities to learn are incredible with this camp. And the reason I wanted to share it with you this time is because I changed my whole life on a dime on an airplane on the way home from camp. And I'm only here because of that experience. So I want you to know that about me. So thank you so much for hearing me. And let's move into the reason we're here. We're here to reflect on our days together, feel our feelings, and rewrite the day if it's warranted, right? So the first thing we're going to do together is journal for about 5 minutes. This is what I want you to journal about. What happened in your day today? How do you think your day went? How do you feel about it? I'm going to paste those also in the chat. What happened in your day today? How do you think the day went? How do you feel about it? So 5 minutes, so that's going to put us at 10 minutes after 5. And I'm going to repeat those questions a few times throughout because people are still coming in the Zoom. If you're just arriving, we're journaling about what happened in our day today. How do we think our day went? And how do we feel about it? Yes, if you want to, you can do it for yesterday. Yes, Aussie, it's morning there, yeah? So right now we're journaling what happened in our day. How do we think our day went? And how do we feel about it? For those that are just getting in the door, we're journaling, just a couple more minutes left. What happened in our day? How did we think it went? How do we feel about it? Just about one more minute left. Linda, I'll put it in the chat for you, but I'll also repeat it. Thanks for being here. We're journaling about what happened in our day, how we think about it, how we think it went, and how do we feel about it. And it is now 10 after. So why do we care about how we think about our day and what we feel about it? Well, Corinne has taught us that when we think something, it causes us to feel. When we feel something, it causes us to do something. And so if we're having crappy thoughts about our day and they don't feel good, what happens? We do things not in support of our long-term goals. It's 5:10 here on the West Coast, but for so many of you, it's Central 7, Eastern 8. This is the hour that a lot of us have urges, and a lot of times those urges come from a place of not actually processing our thoughts and feelings about our day. So, for those of you who have not been on a co-journaling call before, a lot of times how this works is we're going to go through the facts that you've written, your thoughts and your feelings, and then we'll talk about what to do and the rewrite of that if your thoughts are not serving you. So if someone would like to share their what happened in their day and tell me the facts of that, go ahead and underline, take 1 minute, everybody, underline the facts of your day. And then you can go down to the bottom of your screen. There is a button called reactions that has a little smiley face. You click on reactions and choose to raise your hand. And then you can share your facts of the day. So we have Janelle, but I'm going to let you have like 30 more seconds underlining all your facts, everybody. And then Janelle, I will call on you first. All right, Janelle, I'm going to ask you to unmute. And then you can share with me what happened in your day, the facts.
The facts. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. The facts were, I stayed home from work today.
Hey.
And I talked to Berkeley about wanting to be a life coach.
Okay.
I took a loan out against my 401k.
Okay.
And I registered at the life coach school.
Okay.
Yep. Those are the facts.
And you got it. Those are exactly the facts. And how do we know? Absolutely no emotion. The exact circumstance that you did. There's no slant or lean. Each one of those things would be provable in a court of law. Congratulations. You should look at the chat because you're getting lots of love, Janelle. Thank you so much for sharing, Janelle.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Is it Mammy or Mame? I want you to unmute. I'm going to ask you. Hi, how do you pronounce your name?
Mame.
Mame, thank you very much.
No problem.
Tell me what happened in your day today. What are the facts?
Well, I'm realizing it was kind of a full day, although that's just a thought. So I got up, got dressed, went to work, finished a data request and sent out the email about it, did a national, very short presentation, heard that my best friend's sister died, took my wife to her doctor's appointment, wished my niece a happy birthday on her birthday today and exchanged messages with her, ate lunch and dinner, and finished all the reports that were due and turned them in.
Very good. You guys are masters of the facts on this call today. That's exactly right. Again, very circumstantial. There were some things that could have had some emotion or some thoughts in there, but they were super factual. Great job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. All right, Lisa, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Tell me about your day.
Okay. I went to work. I was able to catch up on a lot of work that I was on vacation for. I came home, saw something that wasn't on my plan, and I ate it.
Okay.
Let's see. And I think that's it. Okay. Probably. There's a lot more to go. That's all I journaled about, though.
That's fine. So perfect. I think you could even refine your facts by taking the word catch up out, right? Because even though you were on vacation, and it probably feels like catch up is an absolute fact, and there might be a way to even consider it that way. It also is sort of a little bit of a judgment, right? Because it implies that you're behind, right? And you went on vacation, you were entitled to go on vacation, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So if you just take out catch up, then you've taken out any judgment of you just did the work, right? Like it's just the work. Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. And
okay. Thank you.
All right. You guys have become the masters of facts. So let's move right on to thoughts. I want you to circle your thoughts on your page. And so do that for 30 seconds. And then I want you to raise your hand and give me your fact and your thought about it. So this time you don't have to tell me all the facts of your day. Pick one and then a thought you have about it. And you can raise your hand and we can go over that. And Mame, I don't know if you want to keep having your hand up. You can. You're welcome to be my first person on this. Okay. So who wants to share a fact and their thought about it? Everybody's quiet today. Okay, Lisa. I'm going to ask you to unmute. I think I just accidentally muted you when you finally unmuted. Pardon me.
Okay. Am I good now?
Please, yes.
Okay. I ate off plan, and then the thought was, I can't do this. It isn't working.
Yeah. Okay. Like, your fact was you ate off plan? Perfect. And you can't do this. It isn't working. So you are a perfect follow-up for the next section. So I want you to be willing to raise your hand. That is perfect. You've got your fact and your thought clear. And when we get to the feeling in the rewrite, I want you to raise your hand again, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. All right. Mame, I'm going to call on you. And then Christine. And then,
hi.
Hi. Okay, tell me your fact and the thought you have about it.
So the fact is I didn't get any work done on my draft. And okay. My thought is I can't believe I didn't get any work done on my draft. This sucks. I'm so behind and I suck.
Wow, that is loaded. Okay, let's go back to your fact. Will you read it to me again?
I did not get any work done on my draft this week.
Okay. So this is not a fact, right? This is a perfect one that sort of reads like a fact, but it's not a fact. The fact is there's a draft.
Yes.
And you have a thought, I didn't get any work done on it. And I want you to think, like, expand your thinking on this. It is true that you didn't do work on it, and that's a fact. But when you put it on the fact line, like a circumstance, there's this judgment. I didn't do something around it. And so, like, really separating it out, there's this draft, and then you have work to do on it that you haven't done, and you have a bunch of thoughts about that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah. So I want you to know it does fit on the fact line. And like on any given day, you could give it to you there, but you already have a lot of thoughts about not working on this draft, right? Yeah. So we know you not working on it is charged. It has emotion, right? Because you're judging yourself for not doing something. So taking all that out of it and just call it the draft itself is your circumstance. And then you have thoughts about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Christine, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi. Thank you. So mine is, related to, I went to the doctor's this morning, which is a fact, and I went for a blood pressure checkup, which is another fact, and it's high, and that's another fact, and then I spiraled out of control. So for the rest of the, with thoughts, as far as I am not losing the weight, I'm going to die. It went to a point of like, yeah, and why can't I get it together, and just that kind of stuff.
Okay. So absolutely, it is a fact that there is a range of blood pressure and that yours was higher than the range, right? Like it was in the high range. But I want you to think about like blood pressure can be high or low. And so Corinne has talked about sometimes there's circumstances where you put it on the circumstance line, but it's just not helpful the way that you think about it and how you perceive it. So when you put blood pressure on the circumstance line and you say blood pressure is high, then that is totally factual. You did that right. But then you have so many thoughts about it that are not serving you that it might be helpful to put blood pressure on the circumstance line. And then the thoughts you have about the measurement, like put my blood pressure measured and the number, right? Because as soon as you put the word high, it implies a judgment. It's factual because there is a range. But when you say high, that means something and it causes you to think all these spiraling thoughts, right? So I think for you, refining it to my blood pressure was this number. And then I have all these thoughts about what that is, that it's high, that I'm going to die, all the things you said. So it sort of separates out like my blood pressure is this number. And this is much like weight loss, right? Because my body weight is this number, right? As opposed to like I'm overweight or I'm in an obese category, you know, or BMI. We try and like get rid of all that and just go like my physical weight today is this number. It's very similar. So you take high and low and sort of the judgment of it out, even though you didn't do anything wrong. You were totally right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah, it does.
So I want you to
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I if I would be journaling all day long about this whole topic. So,
So while we're sitting here, I want you to write some more thoughts about it. We're going to talk about rewriting, right? In just a few minutes. So that should support you not journaling all day long. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Is it JC? I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Yeah, I'm JC. Thanks.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Why don't you tell me your fact and one thought you have about it?
Yeah, so facts are I coached a new client for an hour and 20 minutes today. Another fact, we spoke for 20 minutes about her dog. And my thought is, I wasn't in leadership for the session.
Okay. So that sounds very factual, but I want to challenge you, like, is the 20 minutes real? Did you like watch the clock, or were you just like, we talked for 20 minutes?
It was real.
Okay. Then that's a fact. And that's a fair thought, right? We can talk about rewriting it here in just a minute, but it sounds like you've got the fact and the thought down. Okay, thank you. And the last, we've got two more, Jerry and Dana. Jerry first, and then we'll move on to the next steps. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Good, good.
Good. Give me your fact and thought.
My fact was that I worked from home today, back-to-back meetings all morning. That's my facts. My thoughts were, as usual, I didn't get enough done. My meetings did go well, but I also still have more to do than I can possibly ever get caught up.
Okay, so let's talk about the back-to-back meetings, okay? So from the time you started work until 11:59 a.m., did you have a meeting every single minute of that part of the day?
Yes, from 7:30 until 2 o'clock.
Okay, so I want you to put that I had meetings from 7:30 to, did you say 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is when you say back to back, even the way you said it, back to back to back, there is like an emotional connection to the back to back, right? We want to remove every possible emotion charged anything associated with our facts so that they just feel super neutral, right? Like it was factual. You're totally right. But even just putting the time takes like the back to back part of it that implies like nonstop kind of that's what happened. But the number takes any emotion out of it. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And Dana, you're my last fact and thought.
Okay. So my facts are I ate off plan and I'm not doing the work, which might actually be a thought. And then the underlying one with that is I feel like I'm failing.
Okay. So Dana, the ate off plan is a fact, right? Like if you wrote a plan and you ate off plan, that part's the fact. And right. Then the rest of that is your thought. And it's multiple thoughts, right? Like, tell them to me again.
I'm not doing the work. I'm failing.
Right. So each of those thoughts are going to generate a different feeling. I mean, maybe they do generate the same feeling, but most often our thoughts generate different feelings. So I want you to treat them as two separate thoughts altogether with your off plan. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. So we have a pretty good handle of facts and thoughts. So now I want you to ask yourself, with your facts and thoughts, what feelings are being generated from your thoughts? So pick a thought on your page. So pick a fact, pick a thought, and then what feeling is being created by this thought? And I want a few hands. We'll just do one or two. Just a reminder, a feeling is one word. Right? Like there's no description. There's no long story. It's just one word. And the reason I'm only going to do a couple of you for the feelings is because we want to get into the rewrite part. So that's part of the benefit of this specific call. And my personal mastery is in rewriting a story. So I have quite a few hands. Did everybody intend to raise their hand or did you leave your hands up? Take this moment to put your hand down if you want. Linda, you are my first. Tell me your fact, thought, and feeling.
Okay. I ate a chocolate chip cookie after dinner.
Okay.
That's a fact. It was not on plan. That's a fact. I like made myself wrong about it. You know, I was like, this is not your plan. You shouldn't be eating it, but you've had a long day and this is sort of your reward for being on plan all day long.
Okay. So you have a lot of thoughts there kind of combined. So I want you to pick one thought and tell me what feeling it generates.
It's reward, right? Okay. It's definitely, that I could say was definitely like a reward action.
Okay. And then just as a follow-up question, when you are rewarding yourself, you eat the cookie, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Still a work in progress.
Okay, good. So then we'll talk about like, you know, maybe that story doesn't need rewriting today, like, but maybe it does. So we'll talk about that more in just this next section.
The question I have is, so like, I, you know, I can see I'm doing it. It's one of the things I did on a discovery page not too long ago, that I often choose things that are not on plan to reward myself for whatever, whether it was a bad day or an exceptionally good day. And it's like, I can see that I'm doing it, but yet not a, like, not sure. I guess really what it is that the action is just like, put the cookie down as soon as I realize it, or don't pick the cookie up because you know you're going that way. I don't know, but.
Well, with that, you're thinking that the cookie is the issue, right? But like, you don't have a plan of how to reward yourself without a cookie. So in your rewrite, the rewrite would be creating an incredible reward system for yourself so that the cookie isn't even remotely rewarding and whatever the other things you offer yourself are rewarding, right? So for you particularly, that will be the benefit of your rewrite is like a cookie is not a reward, a cookie is food. And what would really be a reward is. And like, that would be some journal work for you. It probably is some experimentation too. Like what feels rewarding to you and what feels like treating yourself well. So that would be the focus of your rewrite, I think.
Okay, great. Thank you, Julie.
Linda, thank you. All right, Christine, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi, and then I will remember to take my hand down. My feelings after the whole blood pressure thing is I had panic, fear, and helplessness.
So tell me which one resonated the most with your circumstance. Like, tell us the one thought that generates one feeling. Because I remember your list, you had quite a few thoughts.
I think the helplessness, it's because I feel like even though I intellectually, I know that I can lose weight and all this other stuff and I'm 55, but I can still, you know, 55 year olds can still lose weight. I still feel like the message that has been given to me and that I have internalized it just that I'm stuck, you know, and then I'm, you know, and then I feel like that's when other things start to trigger. Like I can't take care of this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So like for you in this next section, I want you to focus your rewrite on what's true, right? Because you can tell yourself the truth. You just did. You know, 55 years old has nothing to do with weight loss, right? Like intellectually, but your habit brain has listened to all this other garbledygook and is like much louder than your conscious brain. So your rewrite would be around that story, right? Like it's totally untrue that a 55-year-old can't lose weight. It is totally untrue that someone cannot affect their blood pressure with, you know, and get off blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. And it's totally true that, like, with thoughts that generate feelings of, say, confidence, that you'll be able to take actions that support your long-term goals around mm-hmm. this, right? So even rewriting the story of your day, which I'm going to go into, but I think I'll use your story right this minute because it's so useful. Rewriting the day is like, well, you went and to the doctor to have your blood pressure measured, and it measured whatever number that was, and that was high on the blood pressure scale. So that could spin you into all that story that you were telling yourself about dying, or it could be the story of like, wow, now I know. Like, what if I hadn't gone to the doctor? I wouldn't even know to do something, to make a change. Like, it's incredibly powerful to stop yourself and say, like, either knowing that your blood pressure is high is some spiraling to death, or it could be the moment where you, like, take control of your own health and, like, find things that you can do to affect it. And then in the meantime, if they have given you medication, like, follow your doctor's orders. Mm-hmm. Like, this literally could be the first day of giving a gift to yourself every day.
And I think the catalyst, I guess, you know, is what you say. Yes. But this was just a checkup. I already know I have high blood pressure, so it was just like affirming the fact. And that's kind of, like, I listened to Corinne, I think last week, and she was talking about how some of us are just circling the drain, and I was like, me. You know, so
yeah, but so how do you want to use that? Like, do you just want to be like, that's me, stay circling?
No. And so, yeah, so that is why I'm here tonight.
Circle, exactly. You can circle that this is, you know, the first step to your death, or you can, like, stop yourself, turn off the water, and just be like, no, this is not me. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, this is actually amazing. I'm going to use this for the betterment of my long-term goals. So your rewrite's going to be in that vein a bit, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
All right. I'll take my hand down.
Okay. Thanks. Lisa, I want to bring you up when it's more towards the rewrite part. So, so I want to talk to you about rewriting your story. So I'm going to use my own story to help support this process. So most of you probably don't know, I recently had 2 emergency surgeries just a couple weeks ago. I was having a pretty serious gallbladder problem for many months that I didn't know about, and my liver was shutting down, and I was very ill and didn't even realize it. And so, you know, when I found out, you know, I'm in the ambulance going between hospitals, and my brain is just like all firing on, like, you should have known this. You should have seen that. Why didn't you do this? My brain was so mean to myself. Like, I'm strapped to this, like, gurney thing going between hospitals. I was mean. It's like, no, I have to rewrite this. Like, I'm not educated on it. I didn't know what it looked like when someone was having the situation that I was in. I didn't know what to look for. This was not Julie failing. This was Julie's body is sick. And so I've had to rewrite that story a few times to myself in this last few weeks, because I keep wanting to go to blaming myself for something that I just am, like, fully not responsible for. Now, in the rewrite, it includes wanting to be more aware of my own health and, like, look at things in different ways, and created a different strategy so that maybe I don't get as sick as that in the future. But the truth is, it was going on inside my body. I didn't know. And it's not helpful to tell myself a story like I'm somehow to blame for something that I'm not to blame. And so I want you guys to look at your story of your day so far, and then, like, how you think and feel about it. I want you to ask yourself, are these thoughts serving me? How are these thoughts serving me? When I think this and feel this, what do I do? If the do is not something positive or in support of your long-term goal, and it's not serving you, the only thing you can do is change your thought and feeling so that you do something different. It is the single only option. And so I want everyone to take another 30 seconds. We don't have to talk about the do's because we all know the things we do, but I want you to look at your thought and feeling about your day. And what do you do when you think and feel that? Are you sitting with an urge right now? Do you usually eat? Are you face down in a popcorn bowl? No judgment, just what do you actually do? If that is not serving your long-term goal, it's time to rewrite it. And you kind of heard me and you heard me just walk through with Christine. Yes. And we get to decide how we think about something. Like, we get to choose always. And I really want to empower you to realize, when I say always, I mean always. Thoughts don't happen to us. We get to choose them. So yes, our old shitties pop in. Yes, we have lots of habit brain thinking, but we don't have to listen if we don't want to. So I want you to ask yourself, in the circumstance I'm in, does my thought and feeling cause me to do something that's not in support of my long-term goal? And if you want help rewriting it, I want you to tell me your, very quickly, so we can do as many people as want to put their hand up, what your thought and feeling is and what you do from that. And let's send you on a path towards your rewrite. So raise your hand if, and Lisa, I told you I would have you come on during this. So remind us again of your thought and your feeling. Oh, and let me ask you to unmute.
So my thought, I ate off plan. So my thought was like, I can't do this. It isn't working. And my feeling was disappointment. So then usually I'll beat myself up, or sometimes I'm back in the pantry again. That's what it's like.
So then if you're back in the pantry, you aren't doing it. So you're like proving your thought true. You're creating evidence for yourself. Like, see, I'm right. I can't do it. Right. So what's a possible rewrite for you, Lisa?
Let's see. When I eat off plan, I can tell myself it's an opportunity to learn, to do something different. Oh, and I have this sticky note here. I'm learning how to do something different. I'm in the process of learning what to do when I eat off plan. I'm not sure exactly what that would be.
Okay. Like, yes, I just want to scream to the rafters. Yes, yes, yes. Like, celebrate. Like, I want everyone on this call, the next time you're off plan, to be like, yes, that's the best thing I could do. Because it's the only way you're going to learn. I mean, literally the only way. There's nothing to learn if you don't write it down because you don't want to deal with being off plan. There's nothing to learn if you think that there's a perfect and you try to be it and then you give up. The only place there's somewhere to learn is when we go off plan or we overeat, we do a discovery worksheet where we're willing to look at our thoughts. Like, yes, your rewrite is like, every time I'm off plan, I'm learning something. I'm figuring out how to be on plan. I'm figuring out how to do this for the last time.
Right.
Every time. It's like being off plan is amazing. It's so empowering. And that's like the story. Like, look at me talking about it. Like, this isn't just fake. Like, you guys know me. I don't get all super excited and enthusiastic. I'm not Corinne. I'm like chill. But like, it's really exciting because it's like the best opportunity to grow, right? So you could literally rewrite that story, every possible positive that comes from learning, growing, trying things, experimenting, changing, right? Like, you have the best rewrite because there are so many possibilities for you.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Julie Sayer? Sayer? I'm going to ask you because you haven't talked yet, but I'll make sure we get to everybody. Julie, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. So since we haven't talked to you yet, would you please tell me your fact, your circumstance, your thought, and your feeling, and what you do?
Okay. So this might sound a little crazy, but I find myself in this situation at different times and phases of my life. And I really kind of need to just resolve it. But it doesn't have very much to do with actual eating anything. So here's the fact. I skipped work today.
Okay.
And I did that because I wanted to focus on no BS. I wanted to listen to videos. I think my thought is I want to learn as much about this program as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm obsessing. I feel obsessed. That's my feeling.
Okay. And so, when you're obsessed, what do you do? Well, we know you call into work and sit and watch an OBS all day. Yeah.
That's what I did. And I did a lot of thought work and I feel like I made some progress. I really learned some good things about myself today. And this is one of those things that came up. And I'm really glad this call is happening tonight. I really hadn't planned to be here, so I'm a little bit late to the party. So thank you for hearing me.
Of course. Yeah, so when you're obsessed, though, you do good things for yourself?
I think as a tendency, I do. When I get obsessed, like I'll go on cleaning sprees in my house. Or, you know, I may not be consistent at showing up to a class on time. But if they want me to substitute, I'm there in a heartbeat.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
So then you don't necessarily need a rewrite. I guess I would ask you to challenge your thought that the quicker, the better. Like that there's some value in quickness, right? Like this is not something we can talk about here because this is not a coaching call. But I would spend some time. Your rewrite is on the why you value the quick, right? Like, do you learn more when you try and get it all in super fast?
I think maybe I feel like I just want to get through it so I can get on to the next thing. Or I don't know. I'm trying to really get to the bottom of these thoughts.
Yes. And so this is where your rewrite is, as sort of I was suspecting. I want you to rewrite the story in, like, first, I want you to journal what you think the value is in getting through it. And then the next thing I want you to do is rewrite that. Like, what would be the value in not rushing through it? What would be the value in, like, pacing in a doable way, just like doable planning, right? Because you can't call in and not go to work every day.
Of course not. I fear, you know, fear comes up. What, I could lose my job and that would be crazy.
Right. So this rewrite for you is all about the idea that's under the surface that you haven't explored yet, that is this quicker is better and that getting through it somehow gets you somewhere. Okay. That's where your work is right now, is rewriting that story, unravel that a bit.
Okay. You said the value of pacing, and then I.
Yeah. So what is the value of getting through it quicker? Or like you were saying, getting through and like pacing so fast, like what does that get you? Why is that valuable to you? And we don't have to talk about that here, unfortunately, because it's not a coaching call, but you definitely could go to Ask Coaches with this. Like you can find me and Ask Coaches and like do some journal work on what you make it mean, like
I will.
Getting through it so quickly.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Maine.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you do when you have your thought and feeling?
Yes. So let's see. I feel helpless. I hide, numb out, and avoid working on the draft, even if I have time, even if time frees up for me and it is not serving me at all.
Yeah. So your rewrite is what?
I don't know. That's why I'm here, because I keep on trying to do this and I have not yet been successful. Part of my story is I'm not giving up. I am going to figure this out.
Right. That's great. So
also running out of ideas.
Yeah. So I want you to talk about the value of the work that when it's done. Like, why are you doing it in the first place?
Because I want to keep my job.
Okay. So then
actually not a very good report, unfortunately.
What'd you say?
It's not one of our most useful reports, unfortunately, but it's a duty of the job that I have agreed to do.
Okay. So I think there is your rewrite. Like, you made a point of saying it is a duty of the job, right? Like, you have, there's some thoughts there. Yeah. That's where your rewrite is. And what we're doing is we're looking at your thinking and we're seeing where your thinking's holding you up. And in your case, you have some thoughts about the duties of your job, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to explore those. Get them out of your head. Like, what do I think about the duties of my job? What could I think about the duties of my job?
Okay.
And if you can't, then the question is like, well, what can you do? Then anyway, like, if you don't want to leave your job,
right,
then blowing up your due line on scheduling your drafts, doing what you need to be doing.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Paula. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
Okay.
Tell us your fact, your thought, your feeling, and what it makes you do.
I need one clarification. So can my fact be that I have feelings today?
Yes. I mean, but you have feelings all day, every day. So how is that fact useful?
Right. If I say I have heart feelings, or if I had sadness today, that's not a fact, right? That's my feeling.
Well, it's the feeling that's generated by a thought that you have about the day itself.
Okay, yeah. So things felt hard today. more than other days.
So I want you to work backwards from that, right? Like, there's actually even a question about hard right now in the chat. So this is very topical. So like, hard is not ever a fact. It is a feeling. So if it feels hard, what thought is generating the feeling of hard?
Yeah. The only word that's coming up is I felt mildly depressed today, but I couldn't find the source of it. I just felt it about everything.
Okay. So, but depressed is also a feeling, right? So,
right. Yeah.
Like, the work for you before you can rewrite is really getting in touch with your thoughts. So for you, it would be more journaling about, like, what am I actually thinking? And one of the things that we can allow, this is such a great example, is the Feel the Feelings worksheet. You guys can't really see it very well. I will put a link to it in the course, but just allowing that feeling, going through the Feel the Feelings worksheet, right? Asking yourself, where am I feeling this in my body? What does my throat feel like? What does my chest feel like? What do I feel in my head? Is it tingly? Is it sharp? Is it achy? Is it tight? And go through the Feel the Feelings worksheet. And some of that will help you like sort out what you are thinking about, right? And also just asking yourself, like, what am I thinking that's generating this feeling of sadness or depression? There's always a thought. We just don't always give it space to come in, right? So Corinne coached me on this once. I had a traumatic childhood experience. And sometimes when I hear a doorbell, I hit the ground, like actually, like flat out on my belly. And I one time said, like, no, there's no thought. There's no feeling. It's just something I do. It's like, that's totally untrue. So when I ask myself what I like laying on the ground, when I ask myself, what am I feeling? I feel panic. When I'm feeling panic, I ask myself, what am I thinking? And I give myself 30 seconds, like, because of course I'm just feeling panic. That's not the easiest time to think about what's going on in your brain. Give myself 30 seconds to feel all the heat running through my body, all the fire at the top of my head, all the tingles in my throat. I feel like I'm in danger, right? I have a thought, I'm in danger. I feel panic or fear. But I can tell you, when the doorbell rings and it happens and I just hit the ground, it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens once in a while. My brain doesn't even register that thought. I'm just on the ground. So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead.
Right. It almost feels otherworldly, like there's another version of me kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but like outside of myself, knowing as I'm going to numb out by either eating or knowing as I'm going to numb out by, you know, doing whatever the activity is that I don't think I should be doing. But it's almost like I tell it like, quiet, this is what I want right now. It's like a weird, quick, like second conversation with myself that I'm like, quiet that voice. And I overate today because I was like, I just want to not feel this feeling.
Yeah. So I want you to download and print that feel the feelings and do it. And then before you can rewrite your story, Paula, you have to identify your thoughts. And that is literally just allowing the feelings and giving yourself space to look at your thoughts. It took me a lot of time to figure out my thoughts around this situation. Now it hardly happens. It used to happen every time the doorbell rang years ago. Now it happens once a year, once every 6 months, maybe. And it's like by getting in touch with my thoughts, now the thought comes first. Like I feel the physicality of it, the panic. And then I'm like, oh, I just think I'm in danger, but I'm not. It's just UPS. I just think I'm in danger. And I feel my fear. And so then
when I do identify the thoughts that are creating those feelings, then I can kind of start working on those thoughts. That's what my next step will be then.
Absolutely. You can work on the thoughts. Like in my case, I have no reason to like do anything other than remind myself, it's okay, Julie, you just think you're in danger and you're feeling fear. I don't have to do anything else now. I just interrupt the think, feel, do right there. Like, that's it. You just think you're in danger. And I say it in a really loving, but light way. Like all that's going wrong is you think you're in danger, but you're not. It's UPS.
Okay, yeah. And that was a big light, like what you just said, just was a big light bulb that I think I always think I have to fix the thought, like fix the emotion, fix the thought, fix the feeling. And you're saying, you don't necessarily have to fix it. You just need to acknowledge it and understand that it's there.
Right. It's like, it's okay. Like you had like whatever your thought and feeling are, it's okay. Like, I just think I'm in danger, but I'm not. So it's okay to feel fear for a second and now it just dissipates, right? Like the doorbell rings, I feel all that fire through my body. I go back to the thought, right? Like I don't start doing anything anymore. I don't hit the ground. I go back to the thought like, oh, there you go again. You think you're in danger, but you're not.
Awesome. So the do basically is acknowledging, sitting with it, and then kind of just moving on.
Exactly. It's like being loving to yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Jerry and JC, we're going to get to you really quick. And then I want all of you to know that I will attach links to the Feel the Feelings worksheet and the modules in OBS associated with this particular journaling exercise. And I will look through the chat if there was any other request for a document. And someone did ask about PARD, so we addressed that. Jerry, what is your feel do?
My feel is overwhelm. Yes. When I think of all the things that I should be doing.
Yes.
And then my do is to not do any of it and distract myself with TV or computer games and not do anything.
Yes. And so tell me where your rewrite is, though.
Well, that's a good question. I know that that's the pattern. I don't know how to break it.
Yeah, so I would start by rewriting that story about, like, every time I feel overwhelmed and I'm about to distract myself, I'm going to make the very simplest next best decision. And then that's where your rewrite starts. What does that look like? For me, that would be blowing up my do line, right? It would be like, you know, picking one thing on the list and like 100% I'm doing that one thing every time. Like, it would be, you know, creating a space for myself where it's like, oh no, the overwhelm and the sitting and distracting, I'm absolutely happy to play a game or watch a TV show, but I'm not doing it from a place of overwhelm. And I'm not doing it from a place of avoiding my to-do list. So I can play a game just like I could plan food. I could plan gaming. And I can tell you, I can plan the games with the best of them. But okay. I do the gaming after I do one next best decision, one thing on my to-do list, or like one close the kitchen, one, you know, close the pantry door, one, you know, eat on plan. Rewrite that story from what else is possible, right? Like, you're overwhelmed, stop your model right there. Don't go on to the distraction. And your do line now is like implementing your intentional model, which is your new thought, create a new thought, a new power thought. I'm going to make my next best decision. Generate a feeling of excitement or confidence, whatever works for you. And then pick one thing and do that. And then go play your game, right? Like, just one thing. We're not talking about your whole to-do list here. We're just talking about breaking the habit.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. JC, you're my last person here.
Okay.
And then I will ask, there's a question in the chat about blowing up the do line, and I will explain that. Thank you. JC, what was your feeling and your do? What was your thought, feeling, and do?
My thought is that I wasn't in leadership for the session. My feeling is disappointed, and my do is like, avoid emails, don't follow up, don't rewatch the session back, don't mindlessly try to I don't know, avoid feelings.
Yeah. So what do you think your rewrite is?
Yeah, so my rewrite is I connected with my client, I didn't give up, and I'm learning to be in leadership. And literally, like, right after I wrote that, I was like, oh, I have insight already into, like, some of what I was thinking that caused me to, like, kind of give up at a certain point or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Your rewrite is all the ways you already are in leadership and show yourself evidence that you're doing it already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay, quickly, the do line. Someone asked me in the chat, please explain what blowing up the do line is. Yes, sorry about that. Of course, I'm happy to do that. So oftentimes we get into this like freeze where we like don't take action in support of our long-term goals, right? And so the idea of blowing up the do line is literally getting into action. It's like deciding that instead of like one thing, like I think Jerry was the one who was saying, like, she'll avoid her to-do list, right? So instead of avoiding whatever it is that you want to be doing, it's creating a giant list of things you're willing to do and like doing them. So you get into action, right? So I'll give you an example. Today was my day off. I had this call at the end of the day. I had a doctor appointment, all these things. And like in the middle of the day, I had this chunk of time, right? And I had this urge to like just hunker in, which I could do, but it wasn't going to be useful for me today, right? So what I did was I grabbed my planner. I made a big long list of like, what are all the things that energizes me, that keeps me like connected to what this call is going to be and to the other parts of my day. And some of that included like preparing, getting out the fuel, the feelings, doing it myself, right? Like getting all the worksheets right here, depending on who mentioned what thing on this call, printing the worksheets, doing my, I did my own journal page and I undid my underlining and I did my own work, just like what I asked you to do. So I made a list of all the things that I would do to like keep me connected to what this hour was going to be. And blowing up the do line, sometimes it has to do with like urge hour, right? Whatever time of evening you feel the most urges, create a plan. These are all the things I'm willing to do during that time and excited to do and want to try. And I'm gonna just do them one after the other. I'm gonna try each of those things and see if I can sit through my urge and also like blow it up. We call it blow up the do line, because so often we can get into like a freeze where we don't take action in support of our long-term goals. And so there's times when like massively getting into action helps. And so that's what I meant by blowing up the do line. So I think those were the major questions we had. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Is there one more? You're welcome, Julie. I really appreciated you coming. I hope you have a good evening and I will see you real soon. Keep up the good work with all of your thinking and feeling and doing, and yay, you. Happy membership. I'll see you soon. Bye.